Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney is here, folks. I'm glad Stephen's here. Stephen's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 7 years, almost 8 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top experts on the planet on honest interpersonal communication. He is a speaker, a trainer. He's the author of a number of books, including the one I told you about a long time ago when I'm glad to say that I was one of the first people to tell you about this guy. His first book is Just Be Honest, and his new book is called Honesty Sells. And he's here to tell me how wrong I am so often. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jim.
Well, it's good to have you back. Of course, now, you know, Stephen, you have to be careful here because I'm a talk show host, and, you know, we're never wrong. frequently wrong, but never in doubt. Maybe that's the word I should use. You know, one of the things you've been working a lot on lately is what you call the power of wrong. And when I saw that you wanted to talk about that, I thought, boy, have I been powerfully wrong before? And the end result was that, you know, the power was in the wrong direction toward me after a while.
Well, absolutely. In fact, the more we realize that we're wrong, the better our life will be. And actually, I would contend, and I have seen and implemented in my own life, the more wrong I realized, the better our business is, which seems so counterintuitive, but I can explain that for the listeners. But the key is to realize that we're wrong, and if we do that, we're going to produce more results.
Well, you know, and I will tell you, there are people who really just viscerally can't, psychologically can't comprehend, can't contemplate the idea of being wrong. And so let's give those people a little bit of a, they're not as enlightened as talk show hosts are. And so let's give them a little bit of a break and say that maybe they don't have all the information. You know, maybe if you have a hard time believing that you might be wrong, how about just believe, you know, maybe I just don't have all the information. What do you think, Steve?
Well, that's kind of kind to say, but actually I developed an exercise that at the end of the exercise, and it's actually in the first book, Just Be Honest, but at the end of the exercise, I can prove and have proven to audiences for years that we are actually wrong 50 to 70% of the time on a daily basis.
Wow.
That's... So, in other words,
don't tell my kids that.
We're actually more wrong than we are right.
Actually, when I think about it, Stephen, that might be giving me that might be better than the marks they'd give me. I might take those odds. Go ahead. So talk to us about this.
Well, okay. So here's the logic: the more we realize that we're wrong, the more likely we are going to ask questions. The better data we're going to have, the better data we're going to have, the better decisions we're going to have, the better decisions we make, the better our life is. So if we backtrack for a moment and look at the linchpin of getting that we may be wrong, the value in that is we start to ask more questions. If you notice, and it's hard to see it with ourselves, but it's easier to see it with other people, people are very self-righteous. They tend to not ask many questions, but even if they do ask some questions, they tend to not listen to the answer.
Oh, yeah.
But people who are in the presence and humbled that there's so much in life that we don't know and that we may be wrong and our assessments may be incorrect, we inquire more, we ask questions, we research, we're constantly evaluating things, which can actually be much better for our lives in a business sense, but even in a personal sense.
You know,
how we relate to other people.
When I graduated from college, someone said to me, a non-college graduate, probably my dad, said, I don't remember, but he said, Well, I guess you think you college graduate. I guess you think you know everything now. And I said, you know what? That's what I thought when I graduated from high school. Now that I've graduated from college, I realize I don't know anything.
Yeah, isn't that ironic? The more we go, the older we are in life, as the years pass by, the more we become in the presence of how much we actually don't know. I think when we're younger, we have a tendency to think, well, I know a lot of things, and maybe it's just lying to ourselves so we can be more confident in the world. But either way, it's just amazing. And so I'm in the presence on a daily basis from the people around me on how wrong I can be, but that's actually such good news because I end up asking my employees, other people, my life for ideas, and usually some of the best ideas are coming from other people. It's not coming from my head.
One of the things that I learned a long time ago that helped me was the concept of conceptual selling. And it's where you just talk about ideas with customers. You don't talk about products. And you ask them what's on their mind, what's worrying them, what are they upset about, where's their pain. And if you're really, really good at it, and if you do it, if you practice this really to the maximum degree, you truly won't care what their answer is. Now, if you slip a little bit, you'll want them to say, well, my biggest problem is something you can solve, and you can sell me your stuff and solve the problem. But if you truly are in it for the long term, you'll ask the question, and you won't care what they say. You'll just hope that you can help them.
That's interesting.
Whether it's your product or not. So what I'm getting at is if you have that kind of an attitude toward other people, it helps you, you know, even if it hurts when you're wrong, at least you get over it.
Well, that reminds me of one of the best sales questions I've ever heard, which is when you're talking to a customer or potential customer, is saying, you know what, if I gave you a magic wand and you could get help in anything, aside from what we do
right. And
the services we provide, just as a whole, what would you want help in?
Mm-hmm.
And that gets a client thinking, and it also shows that we really do care about them. We're just not trying to pitch only our services.
Right, right.
And so then what may happen is, we might actually not sell our service because that may not be top of mind to a client or even second or third priority, but we might be able to know somebody and make a recommendation, which actually can help us be able to network better.
And that's what I meant earlier when I said for the long term, if you're prepared to go for the long term. Give us your website quickly, Stephen.
It's justbehonest.com.
The new book is called Honesty Sell, which Stephen wrote with Colleen Francis. When we come back, Stephen says, he talks about the power of wrong. I want to talk about the dangers of being right in the next segment, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.